You are listening to BensTorah.com.
We left off with a discussion about the Torshita. If you look at Ois Gimel in this Mitzvah Chavdalid, you'll see there's a paragraph before Ois Gimel that in some ways encapsulates or summarizes the lengthy discussion of the Minchas Chinuch over the past few pages, which is the question of, does an Erev work for a Yisr Tchumim Doraisa? Meaning, is Erev a Doraisa concept? In Halacha, do we view Erev as just an institution of the rabbis? Hey Amru. Or do we say there's some valid basis to an Erev in order to mitigate the problem of Tchumim on a Doraisa level? And either it's Halacha Moshe Mitzvah, it's a Svara, whatever it may be, there's a Doraisa concept. So the Minchas Chinuch was adamant about that it's a Doraisa concept. The problem is he has a tour. And then he said, he quotes the Vayein Tor Ora Chaim Simen Tavches. In the Simen concerning the issue of Eruvei Tchumim, the Tor starts off with an introduction, Kasav, Mipnei Shetchumim Derabanan Hikilu Vehitiru. The Tor says, because Tchumim is Derabanan, there is a solution to Tchumim. There is a solution to the problem of Tchumim, which is an Erev, but that's because the Torah says Tchumim is Derabanan. So why did the Torah have to preface the halachas of Eruvei Tchumim with the idea that Tchumim is Derabanan? This is against the Minchas Chinuch's whole thesis. Hiru, sheyitein Eruvai. Mashma, again, the heter of Erev is only because Tchumim is Derabanan. Nira midvarav, Delaman the Amar. This seems to indicate that according to the opinion, Tchumim Doraisa, there's no tikkun. So meaning the Mandi Amar says Tchumim Doraisa is stuck without the takana of Eruvei Tchumim. Again, because the Torah prefaces everything by saying, since Tchumim is the Rabbanon, therefore I can roll into or now attach myself to the concept of Eruv. But according to the Mandi Amar, Tchumim Doraisa, lo mahani Eruv. The Kfar Kasavti, the Mavur, the problem is there's a Mefer Shagamara, Bishas, Lekka, the Avlaman, the Omer, Techumim, Doraisa, Mahani, Erev. Where's that Gemara? Betzarachian. That Gemara is on Erev in Lamed Heyam and Aleph. Where the Mishnah on Lamed Heyam and Aleph says that the Erev must stay in place, unpolluted, and pure for the sake of an Erev going into Yontif. So there, this Gamma been displaced or it's been consumed prior to Ben Hashmashas, you have no Erev, even though you set it there before Yontif. It has to go into Ben Hashmashas undeterred or unadulterated. Similarly, it says if it's a Truma, a Kayan can go ahead and create an Erev with Truma. But if the Truma is Nitma'a, if the Truma can become Truma Tamea and is no longer fit for consumption, the Erev is not good unless it entered Yontif as Truma Tahira. So Truma should Nitma prior to Ben Hashmashos goes ahead and destroys and abrogates the Erev. But what happens if we have a suffix? The suffix is nitma, but I'm not sure if that sheretz, let's say, that's sitting on the truma, was there prior to Ben Hashmashos or appeared only after Ben Hashmashos. What's the din of suffix eruv etchumim? Reb Meir Yehuda Aimer, suffix eruv pasal. And they use an interesting term, chomer gomel. Chomer gomel means you have one force going in one direction and one force going in the other direction. And you're in a standstill. So since you're in a standstill, Rami and Rabbi Huda both say Suffik Tchuma is possible. The Gemara asks only on Rabbi Meir. The Gemara does not ask this question on Rabbi Huda, as we'll see. The Gemara asks the question on Rabbi Meir, but I didn't Rabbi Meir say Lagabe a truma derabanan, that you go sfeika truma derabanan lakula. So why don't I say suffik erev derabanan lakula? So the Gemara says, Rav Meir saiver tchumim doraisa. Mashma, the Rav Meir would say a suffik erev is pasul, because suffik doraisa lachumra, and suffik erev lachumra, and tchumim is what? Tchumim is doraisa. Mashma, that even though tchumim is doraisa, an erev has the possibility to rectify the problem of issur tchumim. Only a suffik is problematic, because he holds tchumim doraisa. Vayein rush erevin perek misha hotziuhu simin ches kasov de Rebbe Yehuda.
That's Howie.
What? Kasov de Rebbe Yehuda sfirale gam kain tchumim doraisa. So the rush makes a little bit of a leap and says that it's not only Reb Meir who is of the opinion tchumim is doraisa, but it's also Rabbi Yehuda. The problem is we have a paucity of information concerning Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda just says something erev is pasul. The Gemara never delves into Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara only goes ahead and delves into Rabbi Meir. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda is not forced into a corner to say dechum doraisa. Nevertheless, the rush feels there's no way out, and it must be Rabbi Yehuda is pinned to the opinion Sfirulei Gamkein Tchumim Dorais B'Perek B'Chol Ma'arvin, meaning that Rabbi Yehuda holds Tchumim Dorais based on that Mishnah Lamed Hei Amad Aleph. Right, V'Hainu Kidu Mukminan Shom Lamed Hei Amad Beis the Rabbi Meir Sfirulei Kein. The Gemara is clear and absolutely articulates Rabbi Meir holds Suffolk Erev is Pasul because Tchumim's Doraisa. The Gemara never clearly delineates this for Rabbi Yehuda, but rather is forced into saying that Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is like Rabbi Meir, the Rush says. But the Minchas Chinuch says it's not so clear. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda would say Suffolk Erev Pasul for another reason other than Tchumim Doraisa. I, the Rabbi Meir, the Rabbi Yehuda, Sivan, they both hold from the Hareza Omer Gomel. We're in an intransigent situation. Va'af the divrei harosham tsrichim in. Whereas the Minchas Chinuch says, why is the Rosh forced into pegging Rabbi Yehuda in the same category as Rabbi Meir tchumim doraisa? Maybe there's another underlying reason why suffik erev is the chumra other than suffik tchumim doraisa is the chumra.
It's a chazaka, isn't there a chazaka where his house is?
One second. We'll talk about it. That's something else.
Yeah.
Dela Reb Meir Machmas Rumia Al Korchacha. Meaning, Reb Meir, you're forced into that. Why? Because there's a Rumia. There's an inconsistency with Reb Meir where he says Suffolk Tuma Derabanan is Lakula. So I, if Suffolk Tuma Derabanan is Lakula, he's forced into saying what? Al korchot sorich loymar the Rebbe Meir soiver tchumim dorais avalu Rebbe Yehuda correct ein sorich lozeh ayen shom right. So this is very interesting. The Minchas Chinuch is bothered by why does the Minchas Chinuch feel forced or obligated to put Rebbe Yehuda in the same category of conclusion as Rebbe Meir.
I mean the Rosh.
Yeah, why does the Rush, feel that that's the case? So I'll ask you, could you give me an alternative interpretation of Rabbi Yehuda? The Minchas Chinuch says that you don't want to say Rabbi Yehuda is necessarily pinned into the position that Suffolk Erev is possible because Tchumim is Doraisa. What is the other, and is there any other possibility that a Suffolk Erev would be possible if it's not a question of Sfeika Doraisa? The Minchas Chinuch seems to hint to that there's another interpretation of Sufik Erev Pasul. Any ideas?
Maybe an Erev
Chazaka, like I said before.
What?
Isn't it Chazaka, like I said before? That he has a Chazaka that he was living in his house, and that was his place. And now you have a Sufik whether he changed it. So you go according to the Chazaka Mikor that it was his. It's a din of Sfegus.
Very good. Tzvi's Mahalach is the Mahalach many Achronim take. Many Achronim have long discussions, including in the Prima Megadim, when I say Sufik the Rabbanon Lakula. Do I say Sufik the Rabbanon Lakula with a Cheskas Isser? In other words, if there's an existing Isser and I want to remove that Isser, do I still say Sufik the Rabbanon Lakula? So many Achronim say that that's totally in this sug in Erev in Lamed Hei. What is the reason Sufik Erev is possible? If the Gemara insists it's based on Sveika Dorais L'chumra, that would mean that if Tchumim was the Rabbanon, even though there's an existing Cheskas Isser, it does not matter because Sufik the Rabbanon L'chumra will not be said with a Cheskas Isser. Tzvi is saying a little differently, but Tzvi is saying a similar idea, that Sveika the Rabbanon has to be examined, and Sveika the Rabbanon is subject to a number of conditions. I'm saying it's subject to the condition of a previous Cheskas Isser. Before the Erev, there was an overriding Isser of Tchumim, and now I want to remove it, which now gets into another interesting question that we will encounter on the next page of Mirza Hashem. Is there considered to be a Sufik Isser prior to Shabbos? Meaning, before Shabbos, you're going to tell me there's a Cheskas Isser of Tchumim. Tchumim is meaningless prior to Shabbos. So you come into a very interesting discussion. Can I have a Cheskas Isser Shabbos prior to Shabbos? Even though the idea of Isser Tchumim is non-existent during the week.
Why do you have to say Cheskas Isser? If Cheskas Isser is not Shaykh because it's before Shabbos, just say it's Chazaka de Mikor, that it didn't change. His house was there before Shabbos, his house remains.
Achronim, like the Prima Gadim, go into the Cheskas Isser path. And I was pointing out, you don't have to go that way. You can go into Tzvi's Mahalach, which I think is more glot, because it doesn't get into the major issue of how to define Cheskas Isser, which is problematic. But this Mahalach is this a Chazaka Me'ikara, meaning this was my dwelling right prior to the Erev. And if I'm not sure whether I manipulated or changed my dwelling, let's stay in his existing dwelling. Very good. That's excellent. So L'chora, that's what the Minchas Chinuch is hinting to. Why should I hold like the rush to put Rabbi Yehuda in a corner, Tchumim Doraisa, even with a Sveika Darabonon, Sveika Tchumim Darabonon, it's not necessarily Lehakya.
Does the Gemara say why the Sufik arose? What makes it a Sufik Erev? What's the case?
You're not sure whether the Tuma touched the Truma prior to Shabbos, Ben HaShemashos, or after Ben HaShemashos. So you come, let's say, during Shabbos, and there's a sheretz on top of the truma. You're not sure if that sheretz was there prior to Ben HaShemashos or after Ben HaShemashos. Truma shenitma, safekim nitma kaidim Ben HaShemashos, safekim nitma acher Ben HaShemashos. If nitma before Ben HaShemashos, then what do you say? No good. Erev pasul. It means Dvar Acha Ben HaShemashos, correct? Then I've got another issue. So there's a very interesting question. What do you do in such a case? The Gemara says, Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda say it's a Sufik Erev Pasul. And the Gemara puts Rav Meir into a corner. That's because of what? Tchumim Dorais and Sufik Dorais Lechumra.
By the way, there's another Chazaka too. Chazaka is when you put it down, there was no sheretz. When it was put down, there was no sheretz. So the chazaka is that the tumah came as late as possible, which may be on Shabbos. So the Cheska Mikara is that it was the Truma Tahara.
In other words, you have two Cheskas Mikara. One Chazaka Mikara is this was his dwelling place. Now, I don't know if his dwelling place changed. That is considered to be Lahatir, the Sfeika the Rabbanan, correct?
Right.
There also be Matir, the Sfeika the Rabbanan, with a Hachra of the Chazaka, you're saying. A Chazaka that...
It's very similar to the case of the Mikvah, where the Mikvah is found to be wanting. The person right. who goes into it has a Cheskas Tumah.
Correct. Only now do I see there was a Cheskas Tahara up until the point you find otherwise. That's a Chazaka Mekura. That's also a Chazaka Lehatir, correct?
Right.
So maybe, right, so the question is, if you have two Chazakas Lehatir, I'm sorry, I made a mistake. The first Chazaka is Le'eser. Because the first Chazaka says, I've got an Erev that I put out there. I'm not sure if it's good or not. Let me retain the Chazaka Mekura that my house is a dwelling place. If my house remains my dwelling place and has not changed as a result of the Erev, then the Erev is pasul. So you have one Chazaka Mikara of Cheskas Besa versus another Chazaka of what? It's Tahor until be proven Tame. But Rabbi Yehuda, for some reason, seems to say Erev pasul. The Rosh says that's an indicator that what? That he holds Tchumim Doraisa. The Minchas Chinuch is not so sure, and maybe he has Tzvi's Svara of what? Cheskas Besa. The problem is your second Svara Tzvi is in contradiction to Cheskas
Besa. Right.
So it's interesting how we go. So maybe that's the Rosh Shita, that I have one Chazaka Mikara versus another Chazaka Mikara. They cancel each other out, and therefore Sveika Pasa. Ah, but what about Sveika the Rabbanan? So must be the Rabbi Yehuda says Sveik Doraisa L'chum. Now it's very interesting, Tzvi, if your Chazaka Mikara is correct, that I would say that the Erev is Tahira up until the point that I can prove it's Tamea, then even if Tchumim's Doraisa, and it's a Sveik Doraisa, shouldn't I still be able to rely on the Chazaka? Meaning the Gemara said, Rav Meir says, Erev Pasul. Correct?
No, because you have we're saying that you have the other Chazaka. So the other Chazaka goes to Chazaka Doraisa. No?
Oh, so the Gemara is assuming there are two Chazakas here. They cancel each other out. And if you hold Sveika Derabbanan Lekula, so you're forced into saying what the Rosh says. That if Sveika Derabbanan, you're stuck. Because two Chazakas are canceling each other out. But you're explaining the Rosh, that the Rosh feels there's no way out of this except Sveika Deoraisa. Very good. So once again, I'll mention the Prima Gadim that is done. I think he's done this in his introduction, which is called, right? What's his introduction called again? The Prima Gadim's famous introduction?
Psicha HaKalelos.
Right, Psicha HaKalelos. He brings up Sveika the Rabbanan with a Cheskas Issa. So that's interesting. Because if we go Chazaka Meikaras, two Chazaka Meikaras cancel each other out. So maybe that's the Rosh Hashita. Ach, ein kan makom laharich. But he's just bringing up this issue of the Rosh and why you're forced into saying Rabbi Yehuda holds Tchumim Doraisa.
If we say Tchumen is Diraisa and we're going L'chumra and saying that the Erev is Pasul, do we go L'chumra in both directions? Namely, that it's Pasul, so he can't rely on that as his Makam Shvisa of Linyan Tchumen. But also, maybe it's Kasher, and therefore that is his Makam Shvisa. And therefore,
not the favorites, but I would say Shekinegdo is also Aser. Correct?
That's not Mashma from the Lashon of Pasul, though. But based on the love, Daris Lechumra, it should be Pasul Shekinegdo also. Exactly. It should be Asa Kinegdo.
Very good. I went through the Gemara, and I don't think the Gemara discusses Shekinegdo. I didn't go through all the Rishonim. I'll call upon him. Nevertheless, the Minchas Chinuch says, I'll call upon him, Sfira Lahu, the Tchumim Daraisa. Nevertheless, it doesn't matter. Because you at least have Reb Meir who holds for sure, according to the Gemara, not only according to the Rosh, that Tchum is Doraisa. And the Rosh who holds, that's also the sheet of Reb Yehuda. Nevertheless, whoever holds Tchum Doraisa, Reb Meir alone or Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda, Mahani Erev Bepas. Correct, because the scenario in the Mishnah on Ham and Aleph is talking about you use food, and the food became nitmar. So you see that if you want to tell me that if tchum is doraisa, the Erev is limited to regel, l'chor it's not limited to regel. All forms of Erev tchum, even pas, would be what? Would be effective. Why? Because that's the case in the Mishnah. Kimavur shom dedafka suffek Erev, because it says only if you put an Erev of food there, and it's a suffek Erev, it's not good. Only if you're in irreconcilable contradiction. Alma, but that seems to indicate that the Erev Mahani, really an Erev in any normal, clear case where it was not adulterated or was not polluted, then I would say the Erev Mahani works. Din Torah Midaraisa. V'tzarech Iyun Das HaTur. And the Tur, I don't know why he, again, there's a problem with the Tur in the Rosh. So the Minchas Chinuch is attacking a father and son combination. He attacked the Rosh based on pinning Rabbi Yehuda to say Rabbi Yehuda holds Tchum Daraisa. And he's pinning the Tur. Because the Tur in his introduction to Hichos Tchumim and Hichos Eruv Tchumim says, because Tchum is the Rabbanon, there's a Takana of Eruv. But that's not true. We see from the Sugi Rabbeinu Rabbi Yehuda. Shuv Heir Hashem Yisbaruch Es Einai. After that, I came across this discussion. Umatzasi Be'Elio Rabba Shom Reish HaSimin. The Elio Rabba, the beginning of Simin Tav Ches, the Simin of Eruv Tchum Amad Bezeh. Al Hatur. He doesn't say what the Eliyahu Rabbah says, but he says the Eliyahu Rabbah discusses this. Vegam Kosov Dema'arev Beragla Vadai Mahani Af Ledin Torah. And Eliyahu Rabbah says, ends off by saying it's not true. You don't need the prerequisite of Tchumim Derabbanon to create an Erev. Because the Eliyahu Rabbah says, even on a Tchum Doraisa, if I was Ma'arev Baraglov, that would work in Doraisa. The Gamba Pas. But it must mean also Pas works, he holds what? Kemoshe Katsavnu Lemala. So it appears that the Eliyahu Rabbah is of the opinion that the only idea of it, we raise this possibility at the beginning of this discussion that maybe only Erev Beregel would work on a Doraisa level, but not Erev Bepas. So if you're going to say it's a halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai, or it's a tradition, like the Minchas said, that somehow vis-a-vis Tarsh Balpeh, an Erev works, I would say it's difficult or it's possible to make a distinction. But it's not so clear there is a distinction between regel and pas. I was thinking, however, if it's like the Ramban on Yizayin with Beis, that Chachamim learned out from a Svara that even if Tchumim is Doraisa, correct, then an Erev would work. Maybe the logic only goes as far as the most obvious sign that you have shifted your domain, which is regel. But to say because a guy put a tuna sandwich there, that's logical, maybe that wouldn't work. So it's interesting. It may be totally on how the Doraisa is arrived at or derived to determine is the halacha like the Eliyahu Rabbah that only regel mahani midaraisa or it's regel and pas.
If Rav Yehuda holds that tchum is Doraisa, like Rav Meir, who is the man who holds that it's Rabbanon? Because all over Shas, the Gemara always says Tchumim is Rabbanon. And it seems that we paskin that it's midrabon tchumim.
So it's very interesting. It appears we have Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Meir.
Rabbi Meir. So who's the man that holds that it's not?
Are both talmidim of Rabbi Akiva? Is that not correct?
Right.
Was Rabbi Meir one of the five?
Yes.
And I know Rabbi Yehuda Eloy was one of the five. So it's in Be'er Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva. The Gemara, when it usually cites Kumim Doraisa, like the Gemara in Kufnan Dalam and Beis, we did in Shabbos, cites Rabbi Akiva as the Gemara in Seita, also cites Rabbi Akiva as the author of that opinion, Kumim Doraisa. But it appears it went beyond Rabbi Akiva and extended to Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda. But Tzvi, there are so many other Tanaim who are referred to as Rabbanon who disagree with them. You know, we could start with an Aleph Beis if you want. We could go through all of them. And for instance, Sunchus would disagree, to name one, right? He's a Tana. There are innumerable.
Right, he's in a Mishnah. In a Mishnah, he holds. Do we find him in a Mishnah?
You don't find Sumchas in the Mishnah, but we do find an arguing opinion in the Mishnah Lamed Hey Amud Aleph. Someone would have to look at Erevin Lamed Hey Amud Aleph, because that's only one opinion, Suffolk Erev Pasul. I think the Shita is Reb Shimon and Reb Yaisi, however, holds Suffolk Erev is Kosher. I'm not sure who the Mandi Amrim are who argue on Reb Yehud and Reb Meir. I think it might be Reb Shimon and Reb Yaisi. But there is a prevalent opinion in that Mishnah Lamed Hey Amud Aleph, Suffolk Eruv is Lakula. So that would be the dissenting opinion that Tchumim is the Rabbanon. And that is the prevalent opinion in the Gemara of, quote unquote, the Gemara says, Rabbanon hold, Tchumim is the Rabbanon. And the question is how we paskin. So it appears that almost all poskim paskin truma alpayim amas derabon. But the Rama, as we know, adds on that even though the discussion in the Gemara of trum derabon, trum deraisa is about alpayim ama, the Rama says everyone would agree yud beis mil is deraisa. Meaning the Rama says there are two layers. There's the layer they argue about in the Gemara, Alpayim Amma, where it's Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Meir, and Rabbi Yehuda versus everyone else. However, Yud Beis Mil, the opinion of Yud Beis Mil, the opinion of the Rambam is that it's Doraisa. And it seems the Ramban on Yud Zayin Amud Beis in Erevin is Naita to that. Because there's a Beferisha Mishnah there. And the Mishnah there says something really interesting. It says, B'machaneh, in a camp. For instance, if I'm camping, or more specifically, if the Jews go out to war and they have an encampment, certain halachas are suspended, that you do not have to be careful about certain halachas. So the Gemara says, Eruv is not Noheg. The Gemara says that's only a Ruve Chatzeres, but not a Ruve Techumen. And it seems that the Gemara intimates that's because we could suspend any Dindar Abanim B'machina, but we cannot suspend a Dindar Raisa B'machina. And the Ramban seems to be favorable to that approach, that only a Ruve Chatzeres is suspended B'machina, and not a Ruve Techumen. The distinction being clearly, like the Gemara implies, only the Rabbanons are suspended and not the Raisin. That the Gemara is pretty clear that what? That Tchumim is the Raisa, but the Ramban says even if you hold that, you would limit it to Gimel Persois, because Machane Yisrael was Gimel Persois. So since there is the possibility of traversing Gimel Persois for Machane Yisrael, they could not suspend Tchumim.
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
That is the Ramban and Zainam Abbas. Now, I'd like to discuss this Torah briefly. based on something I didn't read last week. Rabbi Reisman and Shai read the Pitei Mincha last week. And I said I would look at it and get back to you. And I think the way that I understood it is correct. And I think I know why there was a misunderstanding. So you can either listen to me or you could follow inside. In Mitzvah Chav Dalid, in the Pitei Mincha, page Kuf Chav Hei, Ois Hei. Rav Gifter discusses the Minchat Chinuch Shita that Erev works on a Doraisa level. And he then goes into the Shita's tour. So I had it a moment of, give me a second, Ubeminchat Chinuch, Nistapek b'meiniach eruvo l'gimel parsois. The Minchas Chinuch first is not sure if, according to those shitas, that whole gimel parsois is doraisa, if you place your eruv out of three parsois, imahani l'doraisa. He first is not sure. Kevon b'midrabanon osur lotzei schutz le'alpayim ama. Correct? Right, umistabru de einze inyan. Sorry, go to the next paragraph. Veshitas hatur. You have that? Whoever has it. Veshitas hatur dal besimin tavches. Correct. The laman di amar the gam alpayim ama min hatoyra. Hare behechrech shadin ha'eruv hu gam kein min hatoyra. Aval, meaning, how does he explain the Tor Shita? The Tor Shita is that because we hold that Tchumim is the Rabbanon, therefore we're Maker. So he says, you have to say, according to Behechrech, that it is Mochrech, that if you hold Alpayim Amas Midoraisa, then that's not true. Then I must hold, if the only concept, if I have that Tchum Zalpayim Amma, and I have no concept of Tchum Derabonon. According to Rabbi Akiva, there is no concept of Tchum Derabonon. Therefore, Behechrech, therefore I am forced, according to the opinion that Alpayim Amma is Doraisa, I'm forced, Shadin Ha'erev Hu Gam Kein Min HaTorah, that I must say that Erev works Midoraisa. Why? Because I have a whole Masechta of Erev. And how is that whole Masechta of Erev going to be applied if it doesn't work on a Doraisa level, if the only concept of Tchum I have is Doraisa? Aval, however, if I hold, however, Lefi Man Diomer Mashat, meaning that there's a Derabanan level of Alpayim, and then there's possibly a Gimel Parsos of Doraisa, why do I have to say the whole Masechta applies to Doraisa? Shuv Amrinon, the Hurak Midarabana. I might say that since there's a Darabanan level as well as Doraisa level, that the Darabanan level is what we apply all the Dine Eruvim to. Shetikno Kula Bitchumim Dithu. So this is what I was telling you. That the way to understand the Torah is the Torah is saying like this. And I think up to this point, Rav Gifter is very clear. I'll show you what we got mixed up in a minute. But up to this point, Rav Gifter is very clear. That the Torah Shita is the only reason we can accept Eruvim Bisman Hazeh would be because Eruvim is Derabonon. And because Eruvim is Derabonon, I would say that on the Gimel Parsos it doesn't work, but on the Alpayim Amma it works. Because since the Alpayim Amma is the Rabbanon, according to the way we paskin, I'm going to apply all the dinim of, I'm going to apply all the dinim of the Masechta to the Rabbanon. Now Rav Gifter is saying the Torah is disagreeing with the Minchas Chinuch. Because the Minchas Chinuch wants to make a jump. The Minchas Chinuch's jump is that if it works by Gimel Parsois, sorry, if it works by, according to Rabbi Akiva, Tchumim Doraisa, it would work Gimel Parsois. So Rav Gifter is saying that's not true. According to Rabbi Akiva, I have no choice but to say Tchumim works on a Doraisa level. Because I only have an Isser Tchumim Doraisa according to Rabbi Akiva. I don't have two levels.
But you mean Erev. You mean Erev. You mean the Erev works.
Correct.
That's
correct. But if I have two Isurim Tchumim, one Doraisa, one Darabana, like we Paskin, then maybe I will only allocate the heter of Erev to Tchumim Darabana. Therefore, the Torah would agree that there is a concept of Tchumim Doraisa, like the Ramban and Yud Zayin agrees, but only according to the Mandiyamar Tchumim Doraisa. But according to the Mandiyamar Tchumim Darabanan, then I would not agree that there is a concept of Tchumim on a Doraisa level. Rather, all of us in Dinei Tchumim are applicable only to the Darabanan level of Issur Tchumim and not the Doraisa. So Aval, however, B'yud Beis Mel, therefore the Torah would disagree with the Minchas Kinuch and say, B'yud Beis Mel, Shehu Min HaTorah, Kevan She'ein Lanu Hechrech. Since by Yud Beis Mel, if it's Doraisa like the Rambam Paskins, but Alpayim Amma is the Rabbanan, there's nothing forcing me to say that this Masechta or Dine Erevin is only applicable, is also applicable to Doraisa. Maybe the whole application is the Rabbanan. Because unlike if I held like Rabbi Akiva at Tchumim Doraisa, I'm not forced into saying that an Erev works. Correct? She'ein lanu hechrech, ein lanu loymer. Since we're not forced in it, there's no reason misvara b'mahani. So I think this is a very interesting and cogent argument against the Minchas Chinuch. Now this is where we got a little confused. Where Shai now read the Rambam and says it doesn't fit into the Rambam. That's correct. This svara does not fit into the Rambam. That's why Rav Gifter goes ahead and contrasts the Torah with the Rambam. Aval, however, according to the Rambam, Aval laharambam shepasuk to Yud Beis Mil min haTorah vehevi din haeruv mebestama mashma dehu, right? Mashma dehu gam beYud Beis Mil. This chiluk that I made, Rav Gifter said, according to the Torah, makes sense according to the Torah, where he clarifies that only under Rabbanan is Tchumim applicable. But according to the Rambam, who states clearly, there's Tchumim de Rabbanan and Tchumim de Raisa, but does not make that distinction, Mashma Rambam disagrees with the Torah and holds like the Minchas Chinuch, even on Gimel Parsos and Yud Beis Mil, Erev would be effective. Achein I Neima Dehashta Lo Mahani Erev Besof Yud Beis Mil, like the Rambam, right? The Rambam. Dehadurabanan Monea Hare Erev Lo Have Klal the Yud Beis Mil. Belachain Sasam Bazeh. So he's basically saying that there's a Machlaikas Turin Rambam on this point of whether Erev works midaraisa according to everyone. The Minchas Chinuch said Erev is a concept midaraisa. And since it works according to Rabbi Akiva, it must work also according to the Shita of Yud Beis Mel, the Rambam Gimel Parsos. Meaning, according to Minchas Chinuch, no one disagrees with the concept of no one disagrees with Erev Mahani Midaraisa. However, he says the Torah is clear that you don't always say Erev works on a Doraisa level. You only say Erev works on a Doraisa level if you do not have a concept of Tchumim Derabanan. If I have no concept of Tchumim Derabanan, the Torah says, then I can apply, then I am forced to, as a Hechrech, to apply all Hilchos Erev to Doraisa. Masha'in Kane, the way we paskin, the Torah says, that the Tchumim Darabonon Alpayim Amma and Tchumim Doraisa of Yud Beis Mel, I will go ahead and say perhaps that all the Dine Tchumim are limited to only the Darabonon level and not the Doraisa level. Meaning, Rav Gifter says in the Torah is not obligated to accept this svara or this masaira that tchumim mahani dor, that erev mahani midoraisa. However, the Rambam,
but he's not obligated not to hold that either, and it makes a lot of sense to say it because we generally say kein deraisa tikkun. You find it all over. So why would the chacham come and change the level, but also add a new halacha of erev if there was no such concept deraisa? I mean, you we're not obligated, but do we have to create a machlokas for no reason?
Rav Gifter says it seems to be a difference of opinion between the Torah and the Rambam. Because the Torah prefaces Hilchos Tchumim, and it would say it's only to hold like the Kula Dikashita of Chachamim, that Tchumim Alpayim Amis Darabanan, that we can rely on Eruve Tchumim. But if you held like Rabbi Akiva and Ramei Rabbi Yehuda that Tchumim Alpayim Amis Doraisa, an Erev would not work.
If an Erev for an Erev, which Erev? For 12 mil or? You mean for 12 mil, right? Obviously, it's an Erev for 12 mil, you're saying, won't work.
Correct.
Yeah, but I'm saying you don't have to hold that way. Why do we have to do that?
He says
why are we creating a machlokas?
Once again, he says the Rambam disagrees with the Torah. Because the Rambam brings the Shita that Alpayim Amas Darabanan and Yud Beis Milas Doraisa. That's the Ikar, the Rambam Shita, also the Chinuch and the Gainin. But this is the Rambam, this is a famous Shita of Rambam. Alpayim Amas is Darabanan and Yud Beis Mil is Doraisa.
And Erev works.
And he cites him. Unlike the Torah, he doesn't qualify. And he brings all Hichos Erevin. So Mistama, all Hichos Erevin are applicable even to Yud Beis Mil. Even though you might think it's not Behechrich like the Torah, and I could apply all of the Dine Erev to Tchum, that only the Tchum Darabon of Alpayim Amma, and say it to the extent to Yud Beis Mil, the Pashtus and the Ram is like you said, Tzvi, that I will apply all the whole Masechta Alpayim Amma and Yud Beis Mil.
Yeah, but that's only the first side of Rav Gifter. Then in his last clause, he says he's mesupik about that. He can say even according to the Rambam, you can say that he's not going to apply Erev to Yud Beis Mil because of the svara that the Mendelsohn have brought up before, that since Midrabbonon there's an Isser on Alpayim, therefore that Isser Midrabbonon prevents you on a deraisadical level from going up to the three parsas. So even on the deraisadical level, you won't have an Erev, and that's why the Rambam was sosa. Not because the Rambam agrees that Erev applies to everything across the board. He didn't have to tell you that Erev doesn't apply to Yud Beis Mil because of this fancy svara that Ein Roi Midrabanan is Ein Roi Midoraisa. That's what the Rikivet says in his last clause. He's misupik with the Rambam holds.
Very good. But Iker Hadin, you're saying what he's medayik from the Rambam, he's rejecting.
Right. So, he said he's not sure. He's not sure. Abel, that's his last thing. Abel, Inema, right? But Inema, the Hashtu Lamahani Erebus of Yud Beis Mil, the Isra Rabbanu Manea, then Harair Lahaviklal, the Yud Beis Mil, Ulachain Sosam. The Rambam didn't have to tell you that it doesn't work Yud Beis Mil because it's Pashit, because the Isra Rabbanu is Manea. Or you can say he's Sosam, like his first svar, because it applies to everything. He doesn't have to tell you it applies here or not there. It either, that's why. So he's not sure.
Very good, right. But he has a very nice galata svara before the Rambam in the Torah, correct? It's a nice cheshbon, correct?
Yeah. It
works out nicely. And he's mesupuk if the Torah has a bar plukta. So Tzvi would like to say the Rambam is a bar plukta, because Tzvi is not happy with the Torah, correct?
I'm not happy with what?
You're not happy with the Torah.
No, I'm saying the Torah maybe holds like the Rambam. Is there proof? Is there any proof that the Torah doesn't hold like the Rambam? What is the proof?
The Torah goes ahead.
What?
The Torah's introductory comment.
Which is what?
Says only because we hold Tchumim is the Rabbanon. That gives us the ability to be Makel vis-a-vis an Erev. That
says it right out, Tzvi, but if it would be the Raisa, Erev wouldn't help.
Uh-huh.
That's the whole tour.
Shai, in the last line of the of Giftoch, and he named the Hashtle behind the Erev Besoyfud Beis Mil. The Yisid Rabbanon Meinea. This Yisid Rabbanon Meinea could be without the Erev. But with the Erev...
He means the Yisid Rabbanon that you can't get past Alpayim Amo. So you have no way of making an Erev by Sholosh Parsos. Like the Michal Siddur said before.
I'm saying so it could be in that Erev is included to get to the Yud Beis Place too. Past Alpayim Amo to get to the Yud Beis Mil, you can go further.
Can't get past Alpayim Amo.
I mean, how do you know how far the Chacham made the Erev? The power of the Erev.
It only gives you another 2,000 Amos. You can't get to the your base.
Where do you see that?
Because the Tchum only extends you another Alpayim Amos. That becomes your Makom Shvisa, and now you can go another 2,000 Amos. That's
it. It will say, like they said before, that Erev goes all the way to Yud Beis Mil. That's the same thing.
No, the problem.
We're mixing up
the problem. Because if he sets the Erev, he doesn't put the Erev down 2,000 Amos, and he only puts an Erev down Yud Beis Mil. The Minchas Chinuch pointed out it's impossible for him to reach the Erev on Shabbos and to eat his tuna sandwich. So if he can't reach the Erev on Shabbos, then L'chore, it's like Nisraf V'Nevad, or it's like Nitma Trumasai, where the Erev is no longer accessible.
No, what I'm asking really is Bechal Messiah Mono. If there's such a concept that there is an Erev for Yud Beis Mil, included in that is that Alpayim Amo for sure. So yeah, where do you see that the Chacham said that when there's an Erev, in other words, could be the Issur Tchum of Alpayim Amo if he did not set an Erev at the Yud Beis Mil, because that's all he had. So then the Chacham have a koyach to go ahead and say, you know, it's not only Yud Beis Mil, Alpayim Amo too. And if you put an Erev by Alpayim Amo, okay, you can go further. But who said if you have an Erev that you can go from Yud Beis Mil Vaita, you can't get there? Who told you that?
Based on the very good svara. The problem is the Minchas Chinuch does not entertain that svara. And earlier, a few weeks ago, who knows how many weeks ago it was, somewhere in Ois Beis, the Minchas Chinuch is Mesupak. And he says, I'm not sure if I hold like the Rambam, and I put a Erev Gimel Parsos, I am not sure if it's a good Erev. Because perhaps the Issa the Rabbanon of Alpayim Amos Monea me from accessing the Erev. That's the Minchas Chinuch Sofik.
It's a Mefurish HaTosfos. It's a Mefurish HaTosfos. Lamed Ches Amad Al. I put it on the chat. On the
Tosfos is Mesupak.
Take a look at, you'll see he asked that exact question, but not in the context of Erev. And
right,
he gives both sides,
Tosfos has a suffix,
and he doesn't say which one he agrees with.
Right. Well, I'm in Chesem Alf where?
It's in the Tosfos. What's the Divrei HaMaskal? I put down the Divrei HaMaskal.
I disagree with you. What you are is concerning the larger issue of a Darabonin can affect the Doraisa.
Right.
That's what the Minchas Chinuch says this question is totally in.
Right.
Rabbanon can affect the Doraisa. Meaning it's an Eino Roy Midarabbanon, Eino Roy Midaraisa. And you're correct that seems to be the Machlaik Aslam Chesam Alf concerning Meiser Sheni Midarabbanon.
Moshe Seichem.
Correct. Similar to the Machlaik as I mentioned, Ksubis Chesam Alf. Is in the Sina, who's only Osir Bekal, according to Rashi Midrabanon, exclude the clause, the Raisa of a Ma'anis, Lo Siela Isha. Same idea. But maybe the essential question is not based on that. Matter of fact, Rav Gifter himself says in the paragraph before, in the first paragraph of Isay, he does not think that the Minchas Chinuch Sofek is totally on this greater Chakira. He says it's a very nice, beautiful Chakira, but he doesn't think that the Minchas Chinuch's question is totally in this Chakira. He says here we have a different issue, that Lamaisa, I can't get there. And maybe there's something about a Reuven that even if I normally would say that the Rabbanon doesn't affect the Doraisa, Befayal, since I can't get there, a special din by Eruvei Tchumim, that it's no good.
I think that's what Tosfos is dealing with, that exact question.
No, but then yeah. You're going to look at it. Then it's not a general rule whether any of the Rabbanon works on Doraisa. You have to look specifically at each halacha. Meaning, is the halacha a theoretical halacha? Or does the halacha require Befayal in actuality, your ability to access it?
I don't know what Rav Gifter is saying in that paragraph. Yes, Erev, depends on Bepol. But when you look at it on a derisidical level, Bepol, he's allowed to get the 2,000 Amos. What does he mean, saying, but Bepol, he can't get there, so it's not totally in that Chakira? It still is. When you look at it just on a derisidical level, on the higher plane, he's able to get there, Bepol. Well, why is he not able to get the Rabbonon? Only with Rabbonon he can't get the Rabbonon. So it is totally not Chakira whether Ein Rovin Rabbonon is Ein Rovin Doraisa.
So you would have to look at something else, which is interesting. Let's say guy is on doctor's order.
What?
Not walk more than 2,000 amos. So Befayel, he can't get there. What's the halacha?
Yeah, but when he can't walk there on 2,000 because of doctor's orders, on a theoretical level, Doraisa, he can't get there. But when the only reason is because the Rabbanon didn't allow you, Isuri Ram Yolov, that's not called on a Doraisidical level. That's the whole Chakira, the Menchus Sinek, is that called on the Doraisidical level. Doctor's orders is Doraisa.
I mean, you could say doctor's
orders. But Isuri Rabbanon is not Doraisa.
How about saying he was sleeping?
That's the whole Chakira.
How about saying he was sleeping by Ben Ashmoshes? He couldn't get there, he was sleeping.
Okay,
I'm giving you support. It's not considered he can't.
Yeah. Isn't there something how in Gemara, I forget, so somewhere the Gemara uses a lotion where someone's not allowed to, can't do something because of a physical ailment, but the Gemara considers it on a derisive, Ari, you are, because it's just pume, something
it's
is now
three on it.
It's not.
What's the case over there?
Arye Rakivale. The Gemara uses it all the time. Meaning that in essence he can make it just as an extenuating outside factor. The Arye Rakivale. It's like there's a lion there stopping him.
And it's still considered that he's able to get. Okay, so regarding that, Rav Gifter might be saying that Arye Rakivale will not apply to Dine Erbin. Because then it's totally Bepol. But it's not going to help for the Raisa the Rabbonim to get issue. But the Raisa, he's able to get the Bepol. I don't understand Rav Gifter on this. But, I don't understand it. Obviously, he's right, but I don't understand.
And do agree with me, the way to read the next paragraph is correct, correct? In
yeah.
terms of how he understands the tour and how he thinks perhaps the Rambam will disagree with that. That's correct, right?
Yep.
Good, okay. What time do we have?
10:30, it's good. So we're up to Oz Gimel.
Yeah, sorry, we didn't make any headway, really. We just do that Pitei Mincha we did last week, okay? But I guess we brought a lot of issues that are Kedai.
If we clarified it, it's even better.
Yeah, okay, good.
That's Ein Adoy Memeya Pam Melomeya V'achas, right?
By the way, there is an interesting how it, and you have the Shulei Mincha. If you look on page Shin Yud Beis, a page before, look at the first note on the bottom, and over there it will give a different teretz to the tour. Basically, that what the tour is saying that Erevin will only help if it's midrabbana but not Doraisa. That the tour maybe means. That of course, if Erevin Alpayim Amos Doraisa, like you can prove from the Gemara in Erevin, of course Erevin would help. It's a clear Gemara. Tur can't argue on that. But what the Tur means is that if Yud Bey's meal is Doraisa, for Yud Beis Mil and Erev won't help. And it brings down a bunch of Achronim that say a Svara. I don't know where they get it from, but they say that if Alpayim Amas Doraisa, then it's a din that a person can't go out of his Mokum, Al Yetzei Ish Bimkoma. But if Yud Beis Mil is Doraisa, that's a whole different din. It's not a din you can't go out of your place. It's a din you're pasha not allowed to walk more than Yud Beis Mil from where you are. So even you can't walk 8-1 direction, 8-mil one direction, and 4-mil another direction. It's not Al Yetzei Ish Bimkoma, it's a din of just simply not walking. So that would be the tourist dichotomy.
What about if you walk in circles?
I don't know. I'm just telling you what they say. So, but the fundamental point is it's a difference in what the geder is in the right tzedekah of Alpayim Amah or Yud Beis Mil. Alpayim Amah is Al Yetzei Ish Bimkoma, so right. You can have an Erev Midoraisa because you change where your Mokum is, where your Shvisa is. But Yud Beis Mil has nothing to do with Mokum Shvisa. It has to do with simply not walking past a certain, not taking more than 12 mil steps. Like exercise.
The one has nothing to do with the other. The Erev Darabonim has nothing to do with the Erev Darabonim.
Right, so that's a bunch
of new invention. It's a brand new invention. Completely new invention.
By the way, very interesting, because that poses a problem with the Gemara and Yuma, correct? Remember the whole difficulty with the Gemara and Yuma? That Rashi and Yuma. Remember last week we did Rashi and Yuma? Where it says, E.T. Afilo B'Shabbos, that you can walk the Sarah Azazel to the Tzuk, even on Shabbos, in order to include Halal Shabbos vis-a-vis Markeva Aksefa. The question is, why didn't the Gemara use Tchumim? So the Rashi says, because Tchumim is Darabona. So the Maritz Chiyas, and everyone asks on Rashi, even if Tchumim is Daraisa, you can do an Erev Daraisa. So according to you, that's not true. According to this, it's not true. Rashi would hold that if Erev is Doraisa, there's no possibility of an Erev because it's not similar to Alpayim Amah.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.